सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां ओम। चैप्टर टू, श्लोका नंबर 56। दुःखेष्वनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतरागभयक्रोधः स्थितधीर्मुनिरुच्यते। We are seeing the topic of the characteristics of a wise person. Sthita prajna lakshanani. Lakshanani means characteristics or features. Features of that wise person. That wise person means which wise person? That wise person is one who recognized his real nature. Wise person is one who come to know about his own Atma Swarupam, who discard this Anatma, Sharira, Mana, Indriyam. He puts them into a matter principle. He look at that body, mind, complex as a matter principle or anatma principle and takes that consciousness, the chaitanyam, the awareness, that principle is the real nature. Even though when I am using the word I, whenever I am using the word I, even though it is a mixture of ahankara plus chaitanyam, consciousness, the mixture alone can say, but still, in spite of using that lower I, ahankara, to say I am, intellectually this person recognize, discover that I am that consciousness. This ahankara is my reflection. It has no independence existence. It cannot exist independently. It is my own reflection. Ahankara, this body, mind, complex is only a matter. Because of me, the consciousness, the body is able to function, able to interact. I am enlivening the body. He remembers all the time. This jadapadartha shariram, manas, buddhi, ahankara, everything, this is enlivened as though it is sentient. Just like when car is moving, can car move by itself? Car is coming with 120 kilometer speed, fast. No car can move by itself. There is a sentient principle who is operating that inert car. Like that you see, this is also a vehicle, body, inert car like. This body which is moving, doing its functions only because of that Atma Chaitanyam. That Atma Chaitanyam is myself. That person, whoever knows this, is known as wise person. He alone is known as wise person. So this is called Atma Anatma Vivekan. This is called Atma Anatma viveka. The moment I forget my Atma Swarupam, I am associating with Anatma Swarupam, body mind complex. The moment I associate means I identify, forgetting this Atma nature as myself, and I am doing friendship with what? Anatma nature. Ahankara. I become Ahankara. And I take the body problems as my problems. Mind problems, my problems. And body, mind related bandhus, you know. All the relatives problems, my problems. All problems I'll put on my head, you know. And my problems will galore. Serial going on. Kadayo kadayana. Vayana. Just a moment. The moment I forget my real nature, I lose sight of. But wise person never lose sight of that real nature. That is why he is able to maintain dukkheshu anudvignamanah. Even the unfavorable situations, they come, dukkheshu. When dukkha comes, sorrow comes. Even wise person also has got body. Wise person also get cold problem. Wise person also get cough problem. Wise person also get mutti problem. Wise person also get all related, body related problems or any other surroundings problems. But at that time he is not anudvignamana. His mind is not disturbed. His mind will not be disturbed. That is the meaning. Dukkheshu anudvignamana. This is the lakshanam of a jnani. Sukheshu vigataspraha. When sukha comes, favorable situation comes, all things are fine, so nice, everything. At that time he is not develop an elation. Lot of elation he will not develop. Because these are all happening in anatma. Dukkham also happening in the body, mind, anatma. Sukha also happening in the body, mind, anatma, which is conditional. The situations which are the conditions. A person or a situation or something is fine, that is the condition for sukha. And situation, persons which are, they are not in fine condition, in tune, then there is what? Dukkha. So this is called conditional ananda. He knows these are all conditional ananda only. Depend on conditions. If a servant comes, the condition is very nice. That day I am so happy. If servant is not coming from past 2 days and the condition is not there, suppose. Mind is easily disturbed. Namak theriyamana kovam kuda vandudum. And you show that anger upon others. So who is the cause for your sukha dukkha now? Only servant. Ordinary servant making your ordinary servant enna swamini and amma illana onnum nadakkadu. You may say that, but that lady who is working for 1,000 rupees in your house, and she is controlling your sukha dukkha, where we are. Our driver, our servant, our neighbors, simple reasons we are so much disturbed. But jnani knows that these are all happening because of conditions. They are rising in anatma, they are disappearing in anatma. They are bound to come. No choice. You cannot change. And he knows, he remembers. Namukku theriyum. Even Bhagavad Gita class when we sit, we also know. We are also Bhagavad Gita students. What is the difference between Jnani and just studying Vedantic student? Jnani always remembers. That is called Sthira Prajnatvam. So just information is not sufficient. That Nishtha is required not to lose sight of. When things are fine, everybody is fine. When things go wrong, the crisis comes. At that time only, I have to be balanced. Sukeshu na vigatasprahaha. He never forget himself. He never lose sight of his nature. Why? Because of that balanced mind, because of that nishtha, jnana nishtha, vita raga, vita bhayaha, vita krodhaha. He is free from vita ragaha, free from attachment. Free from fear, vita bhayaha. There is no bhayam at all. Why has to entertain fear? Seeing what? Everything is anatma. Anatma la fluctuations bound to be there. Anatma always vacillating, changing. What do you mean by anatma? Body, mind, complex. This is close anatma. Husband, children, near anatma, and neighbors and relatives all little far, no? Anatma. All are anatma. One anatma is close anatma, closest anatma. Namiruvar, namakkuruvar and the close anatma. And my people, that is little closer. No? That's all. What is the difference? All are anatma. But what we are doing now, we are seeing the satyatvam in that. The body, mind, anatma, anadi namak therile. Because we do not know the atma swarupam. And the atma swarupam, I do not know, therefore I give reality to this anatma. Then if I give reality to anatma, I have to pay the price. What price? Ashanti. What is the price? Ashanti. I buy ashanti through my ignorance. I buy that ashanti. By paying what? My ajnanam. I get ashanti. Lack of peace. Ever disturbance mind, some emptiness, some insecurity, some limitation, some type of fear. I lose sight of my real nature, I develop fear. I need not develop, it comes to surface, that's all, it is already hidden. Then vita krodhaha, this jnani is free from anger. Free from anger. Anger comes where? In the mind. Mind is anatma. So anger causes situations. What are they? All unfulfilled desires are converted into anger. All unfulfilled desires. Since this person, Jnani, is, previous shloka, Lord Krishna said, Prajahati Yada Kaman. He has already given up all binding desires. Whether this desire is fulfilled or not, doesn't matter. Whether it is fulfilled or not, it cannot disturb me. There is no question of unfulfilled desire. There is no question of unfulfilled desire because there is no craving. Oh, this desire has to be fulfilled. This desire has to be fulfilled. That craving is not there. That asha, that icha, that desire is not there. Therefore, there is no anger. There is no place for anger. Vita krodhaha. Therefore, what? Sthitadhihi munihi ucchate. That person alone is called Munihi. Munihi means here Jnani in artha. Wise person. Mananat iti Munihi. He recollects always. He remembers. that real nature, jnani. Munihi, sthitadhihi. Sthitadhi means whose knowledge is firm. It's not a vague knowledge. Am I Atma? Doubtful. First, I am body alone, I have Atma. Ajnani is understanding. Ignorant person, I am body alone, I have Atma. Then what is the second stage? I am body alone, maybe perhaps I may be Atma. Perhaps the doubt at least comes in the second stage. After listening Bhagavad Gita, a few classes, maybe Atma also, because Swamini is talking. Because Swamini is reading Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad Gita Swamini is telling, therefore I may be Atma also. Second stage. Then afterwards, then you are attracted to Bhagavad Gita class, your mind is totally, quality mind is soaked in Bhagavad Gita, then you say, what? I am Atma alone, I have body. This is called firm knowledge. I may not remember all the time, but still I am developing more and more conviction. I am Atma only, I am not this body. How can I be this body? Like that it comes. Then slowly it will leads to sthita dhihina, firm knowledge. This jnani is one whose knowledge is firm, doubtless, doubt-free knowledge, clear knowledge. These are the jnani lakshanas. Further, Lord Krishna continues in 57th shloka also. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we will go to 57th shloka. Yes, sarvatra nabhisneha. Tat tat prapya shubha shubham. Nabhinandati nadveshti. Tasya prajna pratishthita. Our Shastra says, this type of wise people, jnanis, are like a temple. Shastra says, these jnanis are like a temple. Just as you go to a temple, why you go to temple? You want to see Bhagavan in the temple. Like that, people approach this jnani. People love to meet jnani, they want to go and approach jnani because they are like temples. Just as you get asamantat liyate iti alayam, when you go to temple, your anxiety naturally come down when you go to temple. Your mind will become prashanta manahana, calmness. You get peace of mind when you go to temple. Clear? Like that, when we approach a jnani, when we go to a jnani, like that we get shanti inner. That anxiety will go away inner. Like that, now he says, this jnani is yaha sarvatra anabhisneha, who is not attached to anything. Everywhere he is anabhisneha. Sneha means sticky padartha. Which is a sticky, it is called sneha. Oil and this sticky, and you know, that's why it is called sneha. Uttikara tanmai. ఏది ఒట్టికమో అది స్నేహ. దిస్ జ్ఞాని విల్ నెవర్ డెవలప్ అన్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎట్ ఎనీ ప్లేస్. దేర్ ఫార్ హీస్ అనభిస్నేహ. అభిస్నేహ మీన్స్ అటాచ్మెంట్, డీప్ ఇంటెన్స్ అటాచ్మెంట్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్. Slowly we develop attachment with wife, husband, children, possessions, with everything, what not. We develop attachment. First we look at it. Janati, after seeing that, Ichyati, I want, I want, I want, this wanting person. Then Yatatena, I get it. Once I get it, it becomes a part of me. I go on thinking about that and taking care of. So I develop an attachment towards that. Either person or an object or any possession, I develop association. What is the sign of your sneha, attachment towards an object? What is the sign? You always think about that. That's all. We always think about that constantly without our effort. It happens. We have given our heart to that. I have lost my heart. Where? And those objects, what you like it, that's all. Then the Swamiji says jokingly, see, people always give their heart. One part of heart given to the sofa set. One part of the heart is given to the fridge. One part of the heart is given to the washing machine. One part of the heart is given to the kitchen room, new modern kitchen room. One part of the heart is given to the interior decoration. One part of the heart is given to the daughter. One part of the heart is given to the son. One part of the heart is given to husband, of course. One part of the heart given to wife. What you are having? What a ticking heart you have. And the tick-tick-tick sound. And the heart is there. That also we have lost. I have lost my heart in so many petty objects. And they drag my mind. Therefore, my mind is totally preoccupied. Even though Bhagavad Gita book is there in my hand, even though the teacher is sitting and with mic and loudly talking, but I am blissfully, happily, my mind is in my own world with full of preoccupations. Thank God. Teacher do not know that, that's all. Thank God, the guru do not know that. This is called sneha. Once we develop, first we do, initially we don't have that much attachment. Like these drunkards, no? When they are seeing the alcohol, just one peg, okay, it is a luxury first. Then it will become a need for that person. First time, whenever they are taking, first time smoking, first time liquor they are taking, no? It is a luxury sake they take. A social practice. It is like a social practice they start. Slowly, what will happen? First they drink, that later the drink will drink them. The drink drinks the person. He becomes a slave to that. This is called sneha. And this person becomes helpless. Slowly he will become slave to them, addicted to them. Some people are addicted to smoke. Some people are addicted to alcohol. We are telling them they are addicted. They are all having addiction. But ordinary people are also having what? Addiction only. Addicted to what? Relations. Addicted to possessions. How, otherwise, how they can occupy our mind all the time? Why they come and disturb us all the time? Unless I allow them, they cannot disturb me. I have allowed them to occupy my mind. I have given importance to them. I have given place to them in my mind. Therefore, that sneha totally becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. An ordinary flame, it becomes like a conflagration. Then, at that time, I cannot come out. at that time I cannot come out. It's like when it is small flame, no, we can rush out, come out. When it is all over, the conflagration is there, all over, right side, left side, front, back, everywhere fire is there. How can I come out? I cannot come out. I have to bear that tapam, the heat. Like that, we are all problems with either this or that, and so many umpteen problems, no, because we have welcomed them and we have given our heart to them and we have gave place to them. Therefore, they are occupying our mind. Slowly, the sneha will become avishneha, a strong attachment. That is the cause of pain. That is the cause of sorrow. Otherwise, there is no sorrow at all. The wise person knows why I have to develop attachment, sneha with this anatma. Use anatma as anatma. Use it, make use it. That's all. It is only usable. But never develop attachment. They are only for your survival, that's all. But we are giving the importance more and more, really what it doesn't have, that it doesn't deserve at all. We are giving that much importance. Therefore, this jnani knows, yaha sarvatra na abhisneha, sarvatra anabhisneha, na abhisneha, anabhisneha, unattached, not having any attachment, identity with anything, free from attachment. Then, na abhinandati na dvishti, he does neither rejoice, na abhinandati, harsha or excitement because of elation or of favorable situations. Na dveshti, never hate any person or any situation or anything. He is neither having aversion nor attachment. He is free from both. When tat tat shubha shubham prapya, when he is free from this dvesha and harshan, tat tat shubha shubham prapya, various favorable and unfavorable situations prapya, by facing shubhancha ashubhancha shubhashubham tayoho samaharaha. Shubhashubham all come together, they are all called pairs. Shubha and ashubha, shubhamanna mangalam, favorable, pleasing situations which are all giving joy to me. Once we watch in our life, no, see our happiness. 10 o'clock, happy. 12 o'clock, unhappy. Suddenly, your situation. Again, 1:30, okay, happy. Study the mind. It is very nice to study. Wonderful. Whole day, just watch your mind. How is it changing? Now it is so happy, enjoying. Enna karanone, you have to ask, why you are so happy now? And it says, You know, you have got a new car today. New car. Oh, that's why there is joy. My next moment, after half an hour, I am not happy. Idu sam karanam. What is wrong? Some other problem somewhere, some bad news come. This happiness gone and that unhappiness has taken place. Edo bad news, namak pidikadu, some uneasy it creates. Like this, if you see that fluctuations in the mind, happy mind, sorrowful mind, happy mind, sorrowful mind, it go on changing. Now you question, why you are happy? Na? Because of this situation. Why you are sorrow? Because of this. Adu theriyirudhu namakku. Idinal indas dukkam, idinal indas sukham. So the situations are go on changing. Your happiness and dukkha, sukha also changing. Shubha, ashubha. Shubha, ashubha. Lifelong. Lifelong, not one day or other. Why Swamini lifelong? Why can't we have shubham all the time? Anna? Shastra says, fortunately or unfortunately, all the time shubham is impossible. కొన్ని అశుభం నో ఆల్ ద టైమ్ అశుభం ఆల్సో వోంట్ బి దేర్ దెన్ వాట్ బోత్ ఆర్ బౌండ్ టు బి దేర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద లా ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ క్రియేషన్ వైజ్ పర్సన్ నోస్ దిస్ అదర్వైజ్ పర్సన్ డు నాట్ నో wise person knows this. Now he is so nice, bhiksha is there today, nice food is there, nice fruits are available, all are there. Okay, tomorrow they may not be available also, who knows. Sometimes we have to drink water and stay, no food also sometimes. Any situation may come at any time, unpredictable, uncontrollable, unchangeable. What you can do now? Accept that. Anatmala ఎప్పుమే అప్ అండ్ డౌన్స్ అప్ హీవల్స్ బౌండ్ టు బీ దేర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ ట్రూత్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇన్ ద క్రియేషన్ నో వన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ బీ హ్యాపీ నో వన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ బీ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ నో వన్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ అన్నో ఆల్వేస్ సిరిచుండే ఇరుపానే అన్నం ఆల్వేస్ సిరిచుండే ఇరుక ముడియుమా అన్న ఇంపాసిబుల్ పళ్ళు వలి వరం పళ్ళు వలే వరాదు ఎనకన్న ఎప్పుడు ఇరుకం ఇరుకాదు అప్పుడు அப்படி பார்வையில் கொஞ்சம் டிஃப்ரென்ஸ் இருக்கும், கால் வலி வரும், கை வலி வரும், எது வலி இல்லைன்னா ஏதோ கிளைமேட் சேஞ்சு ப்ராப்ளம் என்ன, ஃபுட்டு பாய்சன் சொல்லுவா, வாட்டர் கண்டாமினேஷன் சொல்லுவா, ஏதோ ஒரு கண்டாமினேஷன். ஹவு மச் ஐம் டேக்கிங் கேர் சம்பவம் ஆனதர் சம் பாயிண்டில் ஏதோ ஒரு இட் கம்ஸ் இன்னும் அந்த தண்ணி குடித்தா சுவாமி அங்கே போய் அவுட் என்ன, ஸோ கேர்ஃபுல்லி ஐம் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் அது ஏதோ அங்கே போய் தண்ணி குடித்தா நமக்கு நல்லதான் நெரிச்சோம் அதனால் ட்ரைக் அண்ட் வாட்டர்னு ஓவர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் வா ஹவு மெனி டேஸ் 15 டேஸ் வித்தவுட் ஸ்லீப் ஹவு கேன் யூ அட்ஜஸ்ட் திஸ் அனாத்மான்னு தட்ஸ் வை அக்செப்ட் அனாத்மா வித் ப்ளஸ் அண்ட் மைனஸ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் okay that is why this person is shubha shubham prapya tat tat prapya shubha ashubham favorable unfavorable na abhisneha therefore is not attached to them na abhinandati na dveshti unfavorable vandrum bodu grumble pandrathu murmuring making lot of noise nothing steady control balanced equanimous mind why this will also passes away this will go away again favorable situation comes at that time abhinandati no yeah this will also go away na drishti na abhinandati that's why always equanimous that is the lakshanam of whom gnani that is the lakshanam of gnani now how he has developed all these lakshanams spontaneous for gnani these are all spontaneous not deliberately he is trying to be happy not to develop any aversion la spontaneous because he did lot of sadhana many years because of that sadhana now he has gotten firm knowledge because of firm knowledge what happens they all become natural spontaneous natural then what about other people they have to deliberately practice them now as a sadhana whatever is spontaneous natural for a gnani must be a sadhana a means for a sadhaka yani sthitapragnyasya lakshanani yani sthitapragnyasya lakshanani means 55 56 57 yani sthitapragnyasya lakshanani what are the characteristics of a wise person tani from 58 onwards up to 68 తాని ముముక్షోహో సాధనాని శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ భాష్యం వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ న్యాచురల్ స్పాంటేనియస్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఏ జ్ఞాని ది సాధకాస్ వేదాంతిక్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఎస్పెషలీ భగవద్గీత స్టూడెంట్స్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ థింకింగ్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్స్ వీఆర్ వేదాంతిక్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఐఎమ్ ఏ స్పిరిచువల్ సాధక హూ ఎవర్ థింక్ లైక్ దాట్ they have to deliberately practice what anabhisneha na abhinandati na dveshti ఎనీ శుభ అశుభం కమ్స్ ఆల్సో డెలివరేట్లీ వాలంటరీలీ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ యాజ్ ఎ సాధనం. ఫ్రమ్ 58 ఆన్వర్డ్స్ సాధనాస్, హౌ ఏ ముముక్షు షుడ్ ఇంప్లిమెంట్ దెమ్ డెలివరేట్లీ. వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ స్పాంటేనియస్ ఫర్ ఏ వైజ్ పర్సన్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ టు బి ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ బై ఏ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పర్సన్ ఆర్ ఏ ముముక్షు ఆర్ ఏ సాధక. హౌ? జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద టార్టాయిస్. హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. విల్ రీడ్ ద 58th శ్లోక. యదా సంహరతే చాయం కూర్మోంగానీవ సర్వశః ఇంద్రియాణీంద్రియార్థేభ్యః తస్యః ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠితాం. ఆల్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ శ్లోకాస్, వర్త్ టు బై హార్ట్ యాజ్ యు ఆర్ వాకింగ్, యునో డూయింగ్ ఎవ్రీడే వాకింగ్, నో దట్ టైమ్ యూ క్యాన్ చాంట్ దిస్ శ్లోకాస్ ఇఫ్ యూ బై హార్ట్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ నిధిధ్యాసన శ్లోకాస్. యూ కెన్ కాంటెంప్లేట్ ఆన్ దిస్ శ్లోకాస్. యూ కెన్ రిపీట్ ఆర్ యూ కెన్ మెమరైజ్ దిస్ శ్లోకాస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. అజ్ఞాని జ్ఞాని, అజ్ఞాని జ్ఞాని. సో ఐ ఆమ్ ఏ అజ్ఞాని, స్టిల్ ఐ హ్యావ్ నాట్ అటైన్డ్ దట్ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞత్వం. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు విజువలైజ్ దట్ జ్ఞాని. వాట్ ఆర్ ద డిఫరెన్సెస్ బిట్వీన్ అజ్ఞాని అండ్ జ్ఞాని? వన్ లిస్ట్ ఐ విల్ గివ్, ఒక 10 or 12, యూ కెన్ జస్ట్, దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ, బట్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ అవర్ అభ్యాస సేక్ యూ కెన్ నోట్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఇండికేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అజ్ఞాని. What are the indications of a jnani? First, ajnani, left side you can write, jnani, right side, left side ajnani, then right side jnani. Apdi or table maadri pottukanum. First, ajnani is ajnaha. Ajnani is called ajnahan, doesn't know the higher nature. Anartham అజ్ఞాని ఈజ్ అజ్ఞః, జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ ప్రాజ్ఞః, హూ నోస్ ద హయ్యర్ నేచర్. ప్రాజ్ఞః అజ్ఞాని, ద సెకండ్ పాయింట్, ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ న్యూనతాభావం. న్యూనత మీన్స్ ఇన్ఫీరియారిటీ కాంప్లెక్స్. న్యూనత మీన్స్ ఇన్ఫీరియారిటీ, భావం మీన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. Ajnani is one who entertained the inferiority complex. Jnani is one nyunata bhava rahitaha. Nyunata bhava rahitaha, one who doesn't have the inferiority complex. No complex, that's all. No inferiority complex. Never looking down upon oneself is called freedom from న్యూనతాభావం. దిస్ అజ్ఞాని ఆల్వేస్ లుకింగ్ డౌన్ అపాన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ హర్సెల్ఫ్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ న్యూనతాభావం, డిఫిడెన్స్. జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్. దెన్ థర్డ్ పాయింట్ ఈజ్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ కాన్స్టెంట్ ఫియర్ ఇన్ అజ్ఞాని, భయం. ఈ అజ్ఞానికి ఇండికేషన్ ఏంటంటే కాన్స్టెంట్ ఫియర్. హెల్త్కి ఎన్న ఆహమో, ఎన్నుడ హెల్త్కి ఎన్న ఆహమో, ఎన్నుడ హస్బెండ్ హెల్త్ ఎన్న ఆహమో, చిల్డ్రన్ హెల్త్ ఎన్న ఆహమో, అది ఎన్న ఆహమో, ఇది ఎన్న, ఏదో ఒక ఎప్పమే ఏదో ఒక భయమే ఇరుకు. వన్ ఫియర్ ఆర్ అదర్ అన్న ఎల్ల ఎన్నో భయం వేసామంటే, కాక్రోచ్ పాతా భయం అని చూడా, లిజర్డ్ పాతా భయం, కాక్రోచ్ పాతా భయం, ఏదో ఒక భయం. That death fear, otherwise, old age fear. Or pallu konjam aadindu irukanna bayam bayama irukum, konjam white hair varadanna bayam bayama irukum, edho or bayam. Okay, lokam bhayanvitam eva, sarvam bhayanvitam. This jnani is fearless. He need not afraid of anything in this world. Abhayam, abhayam, and he is fearless. Then third one is Ajnani is, fourth one, Ajnani is having chinta, worry. Chinta means worry. Constant worry about one thing or other. Worry. Then Jnani is free from worry. Achinta. Fear, worryless. No worry at all. Fifth one is Ashanti. Restlessness. Ashanti. Jnani is Shantaha, tranquil. Shantaha. Then sixth one is Atruptihinar. Ajnani is always having Atrupti, emptiness, dissatisfaction. Edo or Kurai. Atrupti, dissatisfaction. Jnani is always full Truptaha, satisfaction. Trupti. Alam buddhi. Podum. Enakku, I am full. I am happy. Content. Trupti. Then seventh one is Kami. Ajnani is a Kami. Wanting person. Wanting. Desirous of one thing or other. All the time. Kami. Jnani is Akami. Desireless. Non-wanting person. Non-wanting person. I want, Tambura Shruti Madri, sa, pa, sa, sa, pa, sa, a sa, no, one wanting. Apra, pa, sa, another wanting. In the pa, munjuna, another sa. Adi munjuna, the Tambura, non-stop, no, Adi Madri, nam wanting also non-stop. But Jnani is a kami, non-wanting. Eighth one is Parichinnatvam, limitation. Limited, I am a finite, ordinary employee, I am an ordinary housewife, I am an ordinary person, I am not a rich person, I am not in the big list. This parichinnatvam, finitude, parichinnatvam. And comparing with those people, oh, that person is having this much, I am not having this much. Either with relatives they compare, brother-in-law, co-sister-in-law, they compare with them. They are having that much, I am not having this much. This is called finitude, parichinnatva. Jnani is infinite. He knows that I am Atma Swarupam. I am the substratum of this universe. There is no parichinnatvam, aparichinnaha. He recognizes that I am aparichinna Atma. Limitless, infinite Atma I am. Who can limit me? Who can limit me in this world? Is it possible anybody can limit my nature, Atma Swarupam? No one can touch. That is called aparichinnatvam. Then ninth point is, Ajnani is apurnaha, incomplete. To become complete, he struggle. Adi, some change pan in the dress, konjam blouse ipdi change panni, appdi change panni, hairstyle change panni, arana nail polish, iniki rose color potta, naliki red color, edho oru complete a irukiradhukku eppadiyavadhu konjam, I want to appear some uniquely. Pooja Swamiji says, these youngsters, you know, always want to appear new way. Anaka enna pannitaan theriyumo, he want to attract all people. Attract pannu enna pannradhunna, அந்த ஜீன் பேண்ட்ஸ் ஒன்று இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அது ஒரு ஓட்டை போட்டுட்டேன், அப்படி கழுத்தில் ஒரு செயின் போட்டு, ஒரு காதுக்கு ஒரு தோடு போட்டு, அந்த முடி இருக்குது கொஞ்சம் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா, யூ ஹேவ் டு க்ரோ ஹேர் அண்ட் புட் ரப்பர் பேண்ட்னு, எவ்ரிபடி லுக்ஸ் எட் யூ நோ திஸ் பாய் திங்ஸ் ஸோ ஐ எம் அட்ராக்டிங் ஆல் பீப்புள். என்ன பிச்சைக்காரன் மாதிரி இருப்பான், ஹீ திங்ஸ் தட் ஐ வித் ராக்ஸ் ஈஸ் லைக் அப்பியரிங் லைக் தட், நாட் கோம்பிங் த ஹேர் அண்ட் buttons, without buttons, shirt, and adukku kalathukulla oru chain, appearing like in such a shabby way and thinking that I am attracting all people. Even girls also, boys mattume illa, girls also. You do not know whether boy is standing in front or girl is standing. Sometimes in the bus stop or somewhere you stand, bus stop, this is the girl or boy, no? Puriyo puriyadhu. No, these girls, you know, we don't want to appear like girls. I want to appear like a boy, you know. Like that they change their dress. Why? You know? They want to become some complete person. Edho or apurnatma. Eppum irundunde irukku. Gnaniki inda problem e kediyadu. He need not change his dress. He need not change his hairstyle. He need not change his status for others' sake. Because there is no status at all. Always atmanyeva atmana tushta purnaha. No. Purnaha, complete. Nothing can be added to be completed. I need not add anything. Why I have to add? People are struggling to add something or other to no face. Koncha inga makeup pannidandi, hairstyle panni, eppadiyavadhu edavadhu adjust pannalam nencha. Edukkaga why are struggling? How long you struggle? Enjoy the old age. Old age coming and enjoy. See, it's a nice to see, no? White hair is also beautiful. Okay. Once you have another stick, third hand, third leg, that is also another beauty. Why can't you accept the natural changes in the body-mind complex? Watch them as anatma, like a screen you watch the cinema. Abadi watch pannanu. Adhu oru alagu. Enna thappu enna? White hair and the varatame. Avaludane. அதுக்காக டை போட்டு அதுக்காக கண்ணு ப்ராப்ளம் வந்து அதுக்கப்புறம் கேன்சர் ப்ராப்ளம் எல்லாம் வரும். அந்த டை போட்டால் எத்தனை ப்ராப்ளமும் தெரியுமோ. ஸோ மெனி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். அதனால் விக் நியூ விக் வச்சேன் இன்னும் மோசம். ஏதோ கம்ப்ளீட் ஆகிறதுக்காக முயற்சி பண்ணின்னு இருக்கேன். அந்த ஸ்ட்ரகிள் நான் எண்டிங் அண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு பி ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபீல் தட் இன்செக்யூரிட்டி. அது எல்லாம் வந்துடும். ஓகே. Then another one, possession. Ajnani always be possessive. I want to possess this, I want to possess this. Adi irundana enakku security and jappi parigrahamana. Possessing, possession. Possessive nature, want to possess many things. Where jnani non-possessive. He want to give up whatever it is there. He thinks that they are burdensome. All these possessions are burdensome. I don't want. This person, I want. Parigrahamna. Possessions, the non-possessive. Then, 11th one, samshayam. Eppome doubting. Always or doubt. Idhilo doubt, adhilo doubt. Ella doubting nature da. Always. Jnaniki samshayam angarade kadaiyadu. He is beyond samshaya. All samsayas are floating in me, any jnani sees. But this jnani is with full of doubts. 11 over? 12th one, last one. With full of tivra raga dvesha. Jnani is with full of raga dvesha, aversion and attachment. Either I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. Raga dvesha. That too tivra raga dvesha. I hate it. I don't like that person at all. I like everyone, but I don't like this person. And madri edho or raga dvesha. That's why many people are good to society and they love by everyone, but they have one aversion yet inside towards one person or towards one object. அஜ்ஞானிக்கு ஏதோ இருந்துட்டே இருக்கும். அப்படி தீவிர ராக துவேஷம், எதர் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் அது சொன்னால் இல்லையா, ஸ்னேகம், இந்த ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப் கொஞ்சம் பழகிட்டவன்னா போதும், பக்கத்தில் உட்கார்ந்தா கொஞ்ச நாள் அவ்வளோதான். கிளாஸில் கிளாஸ்ன்னு சொல்லலை, எங்கேயுமே எனிவேர். சப்போஸ் எ பர்சன் சிட் அண்ட் வி வாக் சப்தபதி மாதிரி ஒரு செவன் ஸ்டெப்ஸ். இஃப் யூ வாக், வேர் ஃப்ரம் யூ ஆர் கம்மிங், வேர் ஆர் யூ கோயிங், வாட் யூ ஆர் டூயிங், ஸ்டார்ட் வாட் ஸ்னேகா. அதுக்கப்புறம் கொஞ்சம் ஃபோன் பண்ணுறது, உள்ளமாக அவங்க வீட்டுக்கு போகிறது, இதெல்லாம் பழகிடுவோம். பழகி பழகி தெர் இஸ் எ ஜாய் இன் தட் நியூ ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப், நியூ ரிலேஷன். எவ்ரி டைம் இன் நியூ ரிலேஷன், நியூ பொசிஷன், தெர் இஸ் எ ஜாய். பட் எவ்ரி ஜாய் தெர் இஸ் எ பொட்டென்ஷியல் சாரோ. ஜ்ஞானி ஆல்வேஸ் ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் திஸ். அஜ்ஞானி டு நாட் நோ தட். தட்ஸ் வை ஹீ இஸ் அண்டர் கோயிங் தீவிர ராகா துவேஷ. Jnani never develop any attachment or aversion. He never develop any attachment with anything. Like a lotus leaf madri rupa. எதுக்கு இதெல்லாம் வம்பு நமக்கு இதெல்லாம் பொட்டன்ஷியல் சாரோதா இந்த ஜாயும் வேண்டாம் எனக்கு. திஸ் ஜாய் இஸ் லைக் வாட் ஃபேக் ஜாய், இட் இஸ் நாட் எ ரியல் ஜாய். டுமாரோ இட் வில் டிசப்பாயிண்ட் மீ, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு இன்வைட் திஸ் ஜாய். ஹூ வாண்ட்ஸ் திஸ் ஜாய்? ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டா, ராகத்வேஷ ரஹிதா, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் அண்ட் அவர்ஷன். That's why always face is relaxed. Bloomy face, never gloomy face. Face lo velila kondu varadilla idu adu gnana moolama varanume thavara. It is not a thing you have to show outside. It's not a thing to come and show outside. It has to born within, out of knowledge, internal joy. That's why Bhagavan Krishna says, Arjuna, you know, where is that Jnani? He is living in a different realm. His realm itself is different. அந்தனாலும் ஒந்துடாதோன்னு நம்ம நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணி என்ன பண்ணணும் பாருங்க. வாட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், யதா சம்ஹரதேச்ச அயம் கூர்ம அங்கானு இவ. இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு அட்டைன் சச் எ ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் எ ஜ்ஞானி, ஸ்டார்ட் யுவர் சாதனா withdraw from anatma objects. Don't develop attachment towards, like a tortoise. Kurma angani iva, like a tortoise. Angani, front two legs and back side two legs, all four, and face, eyes, nose, everything it withdraws. Kurma angani iva, when you see anatma, worldly objects, possessions, favorable, unfavorable, situations, people, crisis, adversity, all nice situations, everything comes, see them. Any danger comes, danger means that which drags you from your spiritual pursuit, suppose. Which drags your mind, which makes you to become a slave to anger or desire, passion, immediately go inwards. Withdraw your sense organs like a tortoise. Never talk unnecessarily. Never eat unnecessarily. Never interact with unnecessarily with people. Reduce your talking. Reduce your interaction. Kurma anganiva. All unhealthy interactions, unhealthy thoughts, unhealthy relations, withdraw. Withdraw yourself. Kurma anganiva yada ayam samharate. Ayam purushaha. This sadhakaha purushaha samharate sarvashaha. From all sides, from all situations, from all people. That means you have to live an alert life, vigilant life. Never be complacent. Never be complacent, never be negligent. Very alert life you have to live. The alert living is called Vedantic living. A Vedantic student lives always an alert life. Indriyani indriyarthebhyaha. From where you have to withdraw? Indriyani, all sense organs. Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani. All sense organs you have to withdraw. Indriyarthebhyaha, from those objects, from those corresponding objects, from their field. And the monkey badado, you need to close the ears, don't listen. What are unhealthy sounds, don't listen. Don't see what are unhealthy pictures, unhealthy forms, don't see. Unhealthy words, don't speak. Like that, monkey is doing, we are not doing, no? That we have to. Indriyani, sense organs, shabda, sparsha, roopa, rasa, gandha, from those sense organs, from those sense objects. Kai kala adinde irukkakoodadhu. Konja neram ukkar, kai konja chumma irukkattam. Vaai kuda, na vaayil edho vachinde, ella pannakoodadhu. Control your tongue, eating tongue and a talking tongue. Especially when you are in a group of people, it is not an etiquette to chew something. இட்ஸ் பிகம் எ ஃபேஷன் ஆஃப் த டே நவேடேஸ். ஒன்று வச்சுருக்கான்னு ஒன்று ஏலக்காய் சுவாமிஜி, சும்மா ஏலக்காய், ஏலக்காய் வச்சா பபுள் கம் வச்சா எது வச்சான்னு, இட் இஸ் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு மஞ்ச் சம்திங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் அதர்ஸ், இட்ஸ் நாட் குட், இட்ஸ் நாட் அ மேனர்ஸ், இட் இஸ் நாட் எட்டிக்கஸ், யூனோ. ஈவன் ஹை எஜுகேட்டட் பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ ஜஸ்ட் தே மஞ்ச் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் அதர் சம்திங், ஏதோ வாயில் வச்சு அப்படியே பண்ணிட்டு இருப்போம். ஸோ வாட் ஏன்னா தட் டைப் ஆஃப் பிஹேவியர் என்ன, தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், யூ நெவர் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் அதர்ஸ் வென் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் அதர்ஸ், ஈவன் ஃபாரா தூரமாக இருந்தால் கூட, இட் இஸ் நாட் குட் ஹேபிட். கண்ட்ரோல் இந்திரியாணி இந்திரியார்த்தேவியான டாக்கிங் ஆல்சோ, வை ஹவ் டாக் அன்னெசர்லி ஒன் வேர்ட் வை ஹவ் டு யூஸ், control the tongue, control eating tongue, talking tongue, all forms, seeing everything, control. அப்பா சொல்லிட்டு போகலாம். இந்திரியாணி இந்திரியார்த்தேபியா யஹ கூர்ம அங்கானி இவ சம்ஹரதேன வித்ட்ராஸ் தஸ்ய பிரஜ்ஞானர், அப்படிப்பட்டவன் அவனுடைய பிரஜ்ஞா, ஹிஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் அலோன் இஸ் ஃபர்ம் நாலெட்ஜ், ஹி இஸ் கால்ட் அலர்ட் பர்சன் அர்த்தம், நாட் லூஸ் கேரக்டர் அர்த்தம், நாட் லூஸ் பிஹேவியர், கேரக்டர் இல்லை லூஸ் பிஹேவியர், லூஸ் டாக்கிங் எல்லாம் லூஸ், கண்டதே காட்சி கொண்டதே கோலம், என்ஜாய் பி மெர்ரி, காவோ பிவோ மஜா கரோ, என்ன இதெல்லாம் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் எல்லாம் ஒன்றுமே வேண்டாம், ஒன்றும் சாப்பிடாமலே, ஒன்றும் பேசாமலே, ஒன்றும் பார்க்காமலே, டிவியில் எது வேணால் பார்க்கலாம், எது வேணால் பண்ணலாம், என்னென்ன பண்ணு, வாட் எவர் ட்ரெஸ் யூ வாண்ட் யூ வேர், இட் இஸ் யுவர் லைக்கிங், ஹூ ஆர் தேர் டு ஸ்டாப், அப்பா அம்மா, இட் இஸ் மை லைக்கிங், ஐ வாண்ட் டு வேர் திஸ் ட்ரெஸ் ஐ லைக், திஸ் இஸ் மை ஹேர் ஸ்டைல், வாட் ஹேர் ஸ்டைல், எனக்கு கண்ணு கூட தெரியாது அப்படி ட்ரெஸ் பண்ணிப்போம், அது ஒரு ஹேர் ஸ்டைலு, அப்படி போட்டு முன்னாடி போட்டின்னு இருக்கணும், நீ பின்னாடி தள்ளிண்டே இருக்கணும், இது ஒரு ஸ்டைலு, லைக் தேட் யூனோ, ஐ வாண்ட் ஃப்ரீடம், ஐ வாண்ட் ஃப்ரீடம், வேர் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீடம், வேர் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் in the name of freedom, you are going to fall finally, even you cannot get up from that fall, such a deep fall you can take, that's what younger generation, they want freedom, freedom is not at all good, our shastra says control discipline, control discipline, control discipline, tame your sense organs, you have to tame your mind, you have to tame it, master, you have to be master, tasya prajnanar, sadhakan eppadi irkanum, sadhakan enna, control the sense organs, withdraw them from sense object, adisela akshaya tritiya andha tritiya indha tritiya vechi ange ponu inge ponu na idu enna swami ni time pass, wednesday thursday class is a time pass for them, suppose, and they want to interact with the world, and the shastra will never work for them, it is academically they may chant nicely Bhagavad Gita, but their behavior is totally different, their way of talking, their way of approach towards people, and their way of interaction, their attitude towards the world, Bhagavad Gita ki avangalukku connection e irukadu, even though they go to Bhagavad Gita class, and they do injustice to Bhagavad Gita, even Bhagavad Gita padikana poi ani solluva, people look at that person, say what Bhagavad Gita padichi ipdi irukana, it is insult to shastra, insult to guru, we are insulting shastra, we are insulting the guru, so once we are holding Bhagavad Gita book, our every moment is watching by others, once you hold Bhagavad Gita, yaaru vellila people theva illa, namma veetla people Bhagavad Gita class varia poittu va solluva pinnadi appuram illa, they will watch you with 100 eyes, how you are talking, how you are behaving, how you are, enna I get news swamini, they are all criticizing me swamini veetla, nee id Bhagavad Gita class poi nikku ipdi pesalama, Bhagavad Gita class poi ipdi illa pannalama, they are asking me, anna adhu varu guilty Bhagavad Gita class ku vandadhu kapparam, so Bhagavan knows all these problems, why can't you live in tune with shastra, when shastra says it's difficult only, it's not easy, but are you putting an effort for that, to go towards that direction. Am I improving myself in my responses, in my attitude? Am I improving my impulsive reactions? From that I am coming out. My krodha has decreased. My desires have decreased, all binding desires. I have to check myself. This is called a litmus test. And the litmus test pannikkaradhukku it is sadhanani. Next shloka.
Vishaya vinivartante. Nirāhārasya dehinah. Rasavarjam rasopyasya. Param drishtva nivartate.
Yasya rasaha api vishaya vinivartante. See, here Lord Krishna, this is a very, very nice shloka. Very subtle point is here and here. If some people, because of studying Shastra, because of Orthodox family, some disciplines in the house, they drop certain desires. But internally, they have that fancy. Adi venum. And the dress போட்டுக்க முடியல அந்த ஹேர் ஸ்டைல் பண்ணிக்க முடியல ஏன்னா தாத்தா பாட்டி இருக்கா வீட்டில் இல்லை என்ன பெரியவங்க இருக்காங்க இந்த மாதிரி போட்டுக்க முடியலையான்னு அவுட்சைடு தே ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் பட் இன்டர்னலி தே ஹர் இஸ் எ ஃபேன்சி திங்கிங் இன்டர்னலி தட் கண்டினியூஸ் ஃபார் எ லாங் டைம் தட் வில் கோ அவே வென் யூ சீ தட் பரம் திருஷ்டுவா நிவர்த்ததே அந்த இன்டர்னல் கிரேவிங் இன்டர்னல் வாசனை இருக்கு இல்லையோ அது இருந்தால் நல்லா இருக்கும் அது சாப்பிட்டா நல்லா இருக்கும் அப்படி போனால் நல்லா இருக்கும் இதெல்லாம் பண்ணணும் உள்ளக்குள்ளே இருக்கும் வெளியில் பயப்பட்டு ஐயோ இப்படி பண்ணக்கூடாது நான் கோபம் உள்ளக்குள்ளே சப்ரஸ் பண்ணின்னு இருக்கேன் வெளியில் காமிக்கக்கூடாது ஏன்னா நான் கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்னோ உள்ளக்குள்ளே அந்த கோபம் பேர்னிங்னோ லோவல் பாய்லிங் இன்சைடு இந்த அந்த போல இன்னும் கோபம் தட் இஸ் வாட் எக்ஸ்டர்னல்லி ஐ ஆம் கண்ட்ரோலிங் பட் இன்டர்னல்லி ஐ ஹாவ் நாட் மாஸ்டர்ட் தட் ஆங்கர் When it will go on? When param drishtva nivartate. When you have got that brahma jnanam, complete knowledge alone, this inner fancy also will go away. Inner craving, inner desire, inside, adhi kuda poyidum. And the atmada satyam sarvam tadanyat sarvam mithyan therinja udane, like hot potato, you need not drop, they drop you. They will go away from you. Even ketta poi enna prayojanam is not at all looking at me. Therefore, they will go away. You need not struggle at that time. Therefore, what to do? Study Shastra further and further. Get clarity. Get nishtha. The more you give quality time to Shastra, the more you are close to Atma. The more less time you give to Shastra, you are far from Atma. Far from Atmana, far from Shanti and Ardham. Okay? Close to Anatmana, close to Ashanti and Ardham. Okay? Atma, Anatmana and Ardham. Atma ke close ayirunnana, Shanti ke close ayirukkama and Ardham. Shanti ke close ayirukkama and Ardham. Bhagavad Gita ke close ayirukkama. Bhagavad Gita ke close ayirukkama and Ardham. Class ke close ayirukkama. Close physically mattume illa. With the quality of mind. Day and night, I am a Gita student. I want moksha. I want atmanishtha. I want to get that shanti in this janma here now itself. That decision I have to take, always that has to be ringing in the mind. My goal is this. My destination is this. I want this. Appadi irundada. Tasya prajna pratishthita. More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்